Blog Talk Radio.
We are here live and direct. PSA Radio. We are back. Tons of topics. Man, it's like it feels like we never left. My bro, my co-host, Dre, Three Letterman, what is good, my G?
I'm home. That's just how I feel. I'm home. Like, I can't even emphasize I'm home. Like, you know, Timbo, when you home and you chilling, like, you've been on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
And you might have been in other spots, and it's all love. It's all good. People show you love. Like, ah, it's cool. When you go home and you grab the remote, and it's the love, you it's home. I mean, it's home, man.
Yeah.
PSA. Always been like that, man.
We're here. PSA Radio, back like we never left. And I think we should just jump into these fucking topics real quick, man.
Let's go,
do this. World Domination 6. Three-day event. Two main days. We got the Ground Zero Day 3, Friday, August 26th, 27th, and 28th. We are here. We are going to give a breakdown of these battles. Want to get some predictions. My bro Dre is probably going to rant a little bit. That's just what we do here. And let's get into these battles, man. Let's start off. You know what? Let's start off with Day 2 real quick. Let's start off with Saturday, August 27th. Now, the battle that I want to go with first, we're going to go to the bottom up. Let's go Arcane versus Chilla Jones. Who you got?
All right. Now, I know to the general public, Timbo, niggas like Arcane and Prez Mafia, the general public is like, we don't want these motherfuckers to battle rap, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. My thing is this. If you did your time, you did your time, let these brothers get in the ring and showcase what they could do. I don't really have a big problem Arcane battling. I think he's not bad, but listen, Chilla Jones is in my top five. I'm going Chilla Jones 3-0. Nobody bad, but I'm not going to act like Arcane doesn't get busy. I'm going Chilla, though.
You know what? What I've learned is they fuck with Arcane, though, in Canada. They like him.
Fact.
I figure I've seen that regardless. You know, even after it was exposed about what he did, I mean, he still rocked that battle, did he not? Did he not still win? You know what I mean? I feel like they still fuck with him. I feel like his delivery is still there. You know, it's just like Chilla said in his blog. You know, my one thing I can say about him is I don't know who's writing his bars. So, you know, like you said, he did his time. I'm going to go Chilla 2-1 just because I think Arcane has a little bit more – like a little bit better of a delivery, and I think that'll count. You know, I'll give him a round on that.
Okay.
In Canada, I'm going Chilla 2-1 on this battle. Chilla Jones versus Arcane.
Let me ask you a question.
I got 2-1.
Do you think that at one time that people are gonna be like, when is the okay, Arcane? We believe you now. All that stigma is always gonna be on him and cats like Prez Mafia, where you got an asterisk on your rounds.
Is there ever going to be a time where that's gone?
Yeah.
No, I feel like that's always going to be there, no matter what. I feel like that's always going to be there. But that's why I'm saying with the delivery, it's not really something that you can take away. You know, you can't write someone's delivery and how, you know, they get crowd reaction where they're at.
Right.
You know, so that's why I feel like based on that, I can see where Chilla's coming from with the I don't know who's writing his bars. But I feel like Arcane is going to get one round off of that.
Yeah, but before we go to the next topic, Chilla, you can't say that, oh, who wrote his rhymes? You took the battle, my nigga. Once you took the battle, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You sign your name on a contract and say, yes, I'll battle Arcane. Yeah.
Here's what I do hope, though. I hope that Chilla doesn't harp on it too much.
Word.
You know,
for real.
About the whole caustic Arcane thing. I hope it's not like a two-round thing that he does.
Yeah.
You know, Chilla's able to actually put stuff like that really creatively. It's like you
that's
said,
lazy
one of the best pens in the game. Yeah,
that's lazy
so I think
writing.
It's going to be an easy writing, but it's lazy writing. But I feel like if he does it creatively, that hasn't been done before, that it'll hit. You know, you can't just say like, you know, you're spitting the rhymes, you know, that Caustic sent you via paper. You know, something really bland that's been said before.
Right.
So I feel like he's going to put it creatively. 2-1, Chilla Dre's got Chilla. 3-0. Next battle, Thesaurus versus Toomey.
Listen, man. Me and Thesaurus have had Twitter wars where we've said shit to each other where it's below the belt. And I fuck with Thesaurus, though, because I tell you, that motherfucker is good on Twitter, man. He'll get you back. You got to be sharp with that motherfucker. Tell me, I'm not too familiar with the next cat. I'm not going to fire off PSA. I'm going to go with Thesaurus 2-1 or 3-0.
2-1 or 3-0. You know, I got to say the same. I'm not too familiar with Toomey. So I'm going to go same, 2-1 or 3-0. I think Thesaurus is going to take it. He does really good in those with King of the Dot.
His battle with Daylight wasn't bad either, though. Timbo, his battle with Daylight wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. You're right. It wasn't bad at all. So just based off unfamiliarity with this other artist, is who I'm going to go. I'm going to go with Thesaurus on this one. Next up, Head Ice versus Big T. Who you got?
Whoa. Listen, man. Is it safe to say, Timbo, that Head Ice has found a home in King of the Dot? Because I think he has.
It really could be.
Motherfuckers fuck with Head Ice. They fuck with Head Ice in Canada, son. They fuck with
heavy.
And he had some good battles.
Yeah.
Yo, I go on record here on PSA and said he has better battles on King of the Dot than URL.
I mean, I wouldn't argue with you. I completely agree.
Battle,
I mean, one of my favorite
Big K
battle. One of my favorite Head Ice battles of all time is him versus Pastay.
Yep.
Of all time.
That battle was fire.
Crazy.
Battle was fire. Dope.
Yeah.
Big T just had his battle with John. Just got released. I think I edged after John. I'm going Head Ice, though, man. Like, I know bar for bar, Big T is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he loses me. I start thinking about ironing my clothes for work tomorrow, what to pack for lunch. Even though I had Big K beating Head Ice, I did like Head Ice material. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going Head Ice, man. 2-1. Close battle, though. Wouldn't surprise me Big T wins, but I'm going Head Ice.
Yeah.
2-1.
What is Big T's last battle on King of the Dot? Big T's last battle on King of the Dot. Which one? What was that? You remember?
He battled. Was it Bender? Was somebody after Bender, wasn't it?
No, I think there was somebody after Bender. Let me check. I want to pull this up. Big T. Oh, King of the Dot. I can't remember his last battle on King of the Dot. How does he do, though? Oh, Nameless.
Nameless.
It was a blackout.
Well, see, they go. That's why we, Timbo, that's why we know the opponent, because his name is Nameless. We don't know that motherfucker.
Yeah, there you go. So I'm thinking, I wanted to see, I don't remember that battle, and I'm not going to lie, I'm not sure if I even watched it, but I agree with you with what you're saying. King of the Dot does really fuck with Head Ice. And I feel like, though, King of the Dot also fucks with T. You know, with the bars that he does, I feel like he gets a lot of love there too.
Disaster be showing him love too and shit on Twitter. A lot I be noticing. It's tough.
You know what? I'm gonna go with Head Ice 2-1 on this one.
Mm.
I'm gonna go Head Ice 2-1 versus against Big T. I feel like Big T will have a good round, just like him versus John. You know, his second round was his strongest.
His second round was nice. Yeah, his second round was strong.
Of that battle. So you can make it debatable whether it was a 3-0 or 2-1. We'll have to review this some other time, but I feel like John won also. Head Ice, I'm going 2-1. You know, he has that crowd control. He's respected.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they listen up. They give him a lot of love. 2-1, Head Ice against Big T, King of the Dot, World Domination 6. Next battle, we have Pastay very serious tones. Now, Dre, the floor is yours on this one.
All right. Everybody, listen. Me and Serious Joe don't see eye to eye. It's no fucking secret. Yes, he's a fucking legend. Yes, I had him beat James 3-0. I thought his first round was phenomenal. Yes, I say phenomenal again. He tried to test me as a man on Twitter. I had to get him real quick. Yes, I spazzed on his ass, and I was premeditated, and I don't take back a fucking word what I said. If you're talking stupid, I'm going to give it back to you. It is what it is. Fucks with Pat Spade, man. I make no bones about it, Jones. I don't think you're the king of New Jersey. I don't think you're there with Arsenal, Surf, and Shug right now. Even though, like I said, your battle against Gems was nice. Mm-hmm. But my nigga, that was against Gems. No disrespect to Gems, but I'm not going to put Gems and fucking Pat Spade in the same category. We ain't doing that. I'm sticking to my guns and say what I said before. Just because you beat Gems, I'm still going Pat Spade 2-1, which I've been saying for the goddamn month and a half. Nothing's going to change on that. I'm going Pat Spade 2-1. Jones is a legend. Yes, you beat Gems, but a lot of your battles are like a one-time, two-time watch at best. I'm going Pat Spade 2-1, man.
Man. I'm going Pat Spade.
I know Jones is your man, though. You fucked with Jones. From the day I met you, you've always fucked with Jones. So I know what it is.
I like Jones, but I don't think he can match up with Pat Spade in Canada. I don't think he can stand there with Pat Spade in Canada. I'm going Pat 3-0. Not a body. I think he'll edge each round. He'll win each round. I think Jones will still come with some shit. But, I mean, honestly, I feel like every round, Pat will win every round. So I'm going 3-0 Pat Spade against Jones in Canada. Like I said, I fuck with Jones, but I just don't think he can match up there with Pat. You know what I mean?
Mm.
It's like another figure.
I'm going to give Jones
like
a round. I'm going to give him a respectful round because the boy
it's
got
like a head ice.
He impressed me a lot.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think Pat will. Pat just comes polished, and you know has his rounds together, everything like that. I think he'll be able to 3-0 him. You know, like I said,
Pat
not Spade, a body, but I think he will beat him every round.
Pat Spade here at PSA, do us a favor. Just don't harp too much about Math Hoffa. I know you might talk about it in one of your rounds, but let's not go round two, round three, about Math snuffing this nigga. I'm just so tired of hearing about that shit. But it is what it is.
We'll see. 3-0 Pat. Come on.
All right.
Got it. Next battle, the main event, and the actually the title match right here. Roan versus Caustic. Who you got?
I'm not excited about this battle, man. My house is down, boy. I'm not excited. I'll just keep it real, man. Caustic, you all right, my dude. I don't be feeling some of your battles like that. Roan, you from PA, you're an East Coast nigga. I fucked with you, Roan. You know, I'm still mad how Good didn't go take that battle against you seriously the way he should have. That's a different story for a different day. Going Roan, man. Going Roan 2-1. 2-1, Roan.
Roan 2-1.
Roan 2-1, man.
Oh, I'm going to say this. I'm mad that Big K is not battling for the chain. I know why, obviously, because he can't get into Canada. I feel like there should have been an event over here for him to do a title match.
It.
I think more than anyone that deserves a title match is Big K, just based off his consistency, the battles he's had, the battles he's won, you know.
Yep.
And just for on the record, I would put Big K to beat Roan in a battle. I feel like he would do that rather easily. Roan versus Caustic. Man, I got Caustic winning 2-1 on this battle. I feel like his punches hit harder than Roan's do. You know, Roan was lucky, I feel like, that Illmac wasn't close to 100%, I feel like, in his battle.
Yeah.
I feel like Illmac could have definitely beaten Roan at 100%.
I thought Illmac would have blown up. That's what I thought.
Yeah. I feel like he would have come at least way better than he did in that battle. But I feel like Kostic will beat him 2-1. Excuse me. His punches hit harder, and I think that's just going to resonate more with the crowd. I hope it's a better title match, honestly. What was the title match before? It was Pat and Ilmak, right? And then it was Ilmak.
Yeah, Ilmak,
Rome,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Those last title matches weren't even that nice.
Nah, it wasn't.
If we're being
and I'm not
honest, you know, it wasn't.
And to piggyback on what you say, bro, I think it's going to be the same story on what you just said. It's going to be another title match where it's like, it is what it is. I'm not expecting this as a title match to be battle of the fucking night. Not at all. Not at all.
I mean, what was the last title match where they were 100%, both artists? Was it like, was it Sharon and Pat Stay? Was that the last one?
That was the last one.
You know?
Let me ask you a question. When Pat battled Disaster, that wasn't Pat wasn't a chat. Was Pat Disaster? That wasn't for the chain, right?
Yeah, it was. That was a title match. Yeah.
That was a fucking good ass title match too, though.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Well, it could be bugging. I'm pretty sure that's telephone.
Yeah,
title.
No.
But
I think that was. That was a title match. That was a good battle. Yeah, that was a title match.
You know, I like Pat and Disaster. I watched that shit the other night. I fucking like that battle a lot.
Me too. I like that battle a lot, too. I mean, is that, like, the best title match, you know, since we've seen? Or no,
Sharon.
Sharon and Pat.
Sharon.
I feel like Sharon and Pat was the last. These last two, you know, there's always been someone that hasn't been 100% to the fans, I feel like. You know, I don't think Pat was battling at 100% when he battled Ilmak, and definitely don't think Ilmak was 100% versus Ron. Is there, like, a title curse, like a King of the Dot title curse that you feel like, you know,
not the title
how
curse.
This is gonna go. It's like the Madden curse over here, but I feel like it'll be, you know, I'm hoping that this will be a good one, but I feel like both at 100% that Kostic can edge this one out 2-1. I play 2-1, Kostic will take it. Who you got again? Roan? You got Roan 2-1?
Yeah, Roan 2-1. Clear.
Roan 2-1. All right.
2-1.
I guess we'll see. That's a title match. August 27th. Now let's go to day one. Let's run these up real quick. Hunter Bullets versus Real Deal.
Real Deal 3-0. Straight up.
Damn.
I could be
really
reaching with 3-0.
Bullets, bro.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. I know you beat JC. That was probably your biggest niche on your resume that you ever fucking had. I fucked with Real Deal way more than I fucked with Hunter Bullets. And that's just no hate to Hunter Bullock. I just think Real Deal is a better rapper, better battle rapper. And I can see 3-0 or 2-1. But to me, if Hunter Bullock beats Real Deal Timbo, that's a fucking upset.
Yeah.
That's an upset to me. I'm sorry.
It will be. I got Real Deal 2-1 on this battle. I'm hoping it's a good one, but it's probably not going to get a whole bunch of play from me. I'll watch it, obviously, when it drops, but I'm not a big Hunter Bullets fan. I'm going to be real about it. But I feel like I think Real Deal is going to take it pretty clearly 2-1 against Hunter Bullets. Next battle, Sharon versus Bonnie Godiva.
I think violations is about to happen in this battle. I think Sharon, as much as motherfuckers want to say he's nerdy, hey, I got a nerd side of me, too. I fuck with Sharon, man. You all right with me, Sharon. Fuck the books, because you are who you are. You don't give a fuck. I got Sharon winning this battle, man. Like, Bonnie, I think you got better, mama. And I know you battling, you know, male species, and that's cool. You know what I'm saying? I like that, the fact that you're willing to battle males.
Male species.
Yeah, I don't – this is not one of Lavos you battling or the other cat you battled on the last pay-per-view or things like that. I got Sharon in this 2-1, man. I'm going to get Bonnie around because she's going to take a round where she's going to get crazy on Sharon, I think, where she's going to talk about his man power. You know what I'm saying? I just got Sharon winning this clearly, Timbo. Clearly winning this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
2-1 or 3-0.
I'm going Bonnie with the upset, too. I mean, is it an upset?
What?
I'm going Bonnie 2-1 on this. I swear to God. I'm going Bonnie 2-1 on this.
Really?
Upset alert. Upset alert.
Upset alert.
I'm going Bonnie 2-1 on this shit.
Really?
Swear to God, I hope that Bonnie like pocket checks or something, man. That would be the most juice shit in a battle for a girl to do that to a dude. God, I hope that happens.
Oh,
I got Bonnie
God.
2-1, man. I'm being real about it. Bonnie 2-1 over Sharon. She's going to come with bars. Watch. Bars. On top of bars. Arsenal versus Cortez. I'm excited about this battle. Dre, what do you think?
I'm excited for this battle because the rumblings are Arsenal's on the farewell tour. He might retire. This, that, and the third. So if this is last year, he's going. He had a list of niggas he wanted, I guess. Cortez, shout out to you, my nigga, because none of us thought you was going to beat Big K. I saw the pay-per-view. I had you winning that battle. Cortez has had nice showings on King of the Dot. I like this battle with Callahan. I like this battle with Sharon. It's awesome, the battle now.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Cortez 2-1 in a close battle. Not going to front a hostile because, listen, my nigga, if this is a farewell tour, go out with a bang, my nigga, please. We don't want you reading through your phone or forgetting bars and smiling because you and Core are homies. I think Cortez is going to take this battle real serious. Not saying Arsenal is not your home, but I'm going Cortez 2-1, man.
I've been thinking about this one, too, of who I would go with. I'm going Ars 2-1. I feel like with Cortez being so focused on it, I think that'll make Ars focused on it, too. By the way, I love what King of the Dot did with those little blogs. You know, they put out, like, Cortez, you know, preparing, and then, you know, Ars preparing. I thought that was really funny and super dope,
too. That was dope.
So I like that. It kind of gives a little bit of hype that we want for the battles, you know, like I'm ready for it. You know, something like that. It gives us something to look forward to. So I'm going Ars 2-1. I feel like this will be a battle that he preps for, that he's actually going to be ready for, and, you know, go as good as he can. I'm going Ars 2-1.
Ars 2-1?
Maybe we'll throw a bet up. Maybe we'll throw a bet up on this. We'll see. Main event, day one, Friday, August 26th, World Domination 6. Iron Solomon versus Charlie Clips. You got it.
This is not a no-brainer. I don't got an SMH scratch my fucking head. I don't need to call Timbo and huddle up with him and be like, bro, what do you really think? This is a no-fucking-brainer. I'm going Iron Solomon 2-1, maybe 3-0, but I got Iron Solomon clearly winning this battle. I heard DNA Timbo talking about, I heard Charlie's rounds. My nigga DNA, listen, we've heard it all before, like Sunshine Anderson said. We heard it all before, nigga. I'm not trying to hear that bullshit at all, my nigga. I got Iron Solomon clearly winning this battle. Charlie got his mind on fucking for a check. Organic, this nigga might be just coming for a check, my nigga. He got fucking wilding out of his mind. That freestyle of Hot 97 was way overrated. I'm sorry, Clips.
Yeah.
Shout out to you for making Hot 97 freestyle. But, my nigga, them rounds wasn't really crazy to me. I have not enjoyed a battle from you since fucking T-Rex, my nigga. Rum Nitty, beat your ass. Beat your ass.
Yeah.
Are you even writing your rounds right now, Clips? He's probably writing his first round right now. I got Iron Solomon winning clearly, man. Clearly. Iron Solomon has had a potential nominee for Battle of the Year, excuse me, with him in Disaster. That battle is the damn shit top three battle of this year, period. His battle will be Magic Flames. So he's been on fucking point. Iron Solomon.
I think ever since he came back, he's been on point.
Yep.
Ever
Daylight
since he came
battle.
Back. Daylight battle. Yeah, I mean, ever since then, he's really come back.
Replay value.
I'm going
replay value battle.
crazy replay value. I'm going Solomon 2-1 just, you know, based on how I felt about Charlie lately. Hasn't had too much replay value for me. I don't feel like he's, you know, when we interviewed Charlie a while back, you know, he was like, I don't think he's ever prepped 100% for a battle. Remember?
Nope.
You know, he never did 100%. And then he said, like, you know, Hollow and Lux would be like his 100% prep battles.
Come on, man.
But I don't know about this one. I think Solomon is too polished right now.
Let me add something. Let me add something also. Is it that Charlie Clips doesn't write his rhymes, or is it maybe he just can't write, really write that great?
a good question.
Because he's really freestyle majority of his battles. He's freestyle. He getting it written, and then getting some other shit.
Yeah.
And he's a freestyle machine. That's not going to be Iron Solomon, my nigga. All your iron flips you're going to do, that's not going to work, my nigga. It's not.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I agree. I don't think it'll work either. I think Iron, like I said, is too polished, and especially in that environment, too. They fuck with Iron Solomon heavy.
As they should.
Oh,
as they
my God. Crazy. I'm going Solomon 2-1 on this. I hope it's, like, a debatable. You know, I'd like it to be super, super close because I actually like this matchup. So I'm going Solomon 2-1.
Me too.
I think Charlie will get around.
Like the matchup.
But,
like the matchup, like you said.
Yeah.
I like the matchup, like you said, but I don't see how this is going to be debatable. Too. I just don't, man. I'm not getting no more.
Yeah.
Oh, Charlie, one more chance, Charlie. No, fuck all that, man. No more one more chance, Charlie. Nothing, man. You doing this for a check, my nigga. Are you going to take it serious, Charlie? I don't think so. Prove us wrong, my nigga. Come on now.
But now that
you're going from
2 years. Next, who the fuck?
Yeah, you got
next. But no, you're right. You're right. I think Iron Solomon's just been, you know,
man.
He's been passionate about it, so that's why his writing comes off as such. You know what I mean? 2-1, Iron Solomon against Charlie Clips. World Domination 6, Friday, August 26th, Saturday, August 27th. GZ, Sunday, August 28th. Go get your tickets now. I believe everything's available, pay-per-view. Go watch all that shit, man. Shouts out to Organic, King of the Dot, everybody up there. And go check that shit out. World Domination 6 coming up. Now, switching topics real quick. Well, I know we're a little late on this, but now since it seems pretty much ended, we can kind of step back, look at it, and then speak on it real quick. The whole Joe Budden, Drake, I don't even want to put M in there just because I feel like that's a really small part of it. Doesn't even matter.
Right.
But we can put M in there. It obviously had nothing to do with him. But mostly the Joe Budden and Drake thing, you know, quickly summing this up. What, I mean, the whole, the last, you know, what's it been? 3 weeks? Month?
Yeah.
However long it's
about
been?
About 3 weeks to a month
what's
now.
What's been your take on everything that's going on?
Well, when Joe Budden first dropped these 4 diss tracks, we've never seen no shit like this in hip hop history where niggas drop 4 diss tracks and the nigga he's going against has not uttered a word. You feel me? The Wake joint, the Making a Murderer, Just Because, and the Afraid song. Now, out of those 4, I probably really like 2. I did like Wake, and I did like Afraid. I see what Joey was going with it. A lot of fans call him irrelevant. Listen, Joe Budden is one of my favorite rappers. I make no bones about it. And I'm from an era where nigga say your name, you gotta say something. But once again, Drake been playing chess while everybody's playing Uno and shooting ladders combo. And it is what it is, my nigga. Like, I don't think you can't beat Drake. Like, that's not, the fans won't let it happen. The Aubrey stands will not let it happen. Now, I agree with Joe when him going on a podcast and saying what he said about Drake, he was speaking as a fan, but he has to understand that he's a colleague of Drake. So when you do that and jump out of fan mode, when you jump out of colleague mode and jump into fan mode, Drake is looking at you like, my nigga, even though I agree with Joe, he's saying, because, come on, listen, you fuck with Drake more than I do. Did you like views?
No, it wasn't what I thought it would be. No.
Now, coming off the fucking shit with Future Mixtape, and what's the If You're Reading This Late, I thought that those tapes were fire. Now, I can shit on views all I want. The nigga just sold three times platinum, my nigga, triple plat in an era where niggas ain't selling records like that no more. And this motherfucker is three times plat off an album that I don't even think that's critically acclaimed. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, the French Montana, him through the pump, pump, pump it up shit, I thought that was kind of weak on Drake's part. And that's what forced Joey to go in and do what he do. But people don't care, man. I care to most of the Joe Budden joints, but the motherfuckers didn't care. Nobody cares but me. And probably 10 ass psycho ass Joe Budden fans like myself, we care. We in the corner by ourselves while the millions, 85 yeah. is over there looking at us like, bit on y'all niggas, man. We don't give a fuck about the nigga Joe Budden, man.
Here's the thing. my quick take on this. I think Joe just wanted to rap. Joe wanted to get the rapper out of Drake because I feel like, you know, like Joe said, when he interviewed him some odd 6-7 years ago, you know, on Joe Budden TV, you know, they were talking about this, you know, and this was the topic of conversation. You know, Joe saw who Drake was at that point, knew that he could rap, all this stuff, and wanted him to rap. He was just saying about the album, he was uninspired. I don't think there's a problem saying that, though. I don't think there's an issue at all. I get what you're saying with who Joe is, though. He's in the industry. He's a colleague, you know. But Joe, when has Joe ever played sides, I guess, you know, and, like, you know, done the straight and narrow? You know,
Joe's he's not an industry. Joe Budden.
He's an industry dude.
Exactly. Yeah. You just said it better than I did. Cats like him, DMX, there's certain cats that in the industry, but they're not industry. You know what I'm saying? And he's one of those cats.
Exactly. So I feel like that's who Joe is, though. He's not that cat. So I think Joe just wanted to rap. He found a topic. He can rap on it. He wanted to bring the rapper out. And then, you know, once Drake threw the four bars in there or whatever about, you know, the pump it up, you know, stuff like that, then it was like, all right, it's on. I'm mad that Drake didn't obviously respond with a full track because I wanted to see where this one would go. I wanted to see these two dudes just rap, period.
But Drake knows Timbo. Drake knows.
That's what I'm
Joe
saying.
Joe Budden is
not
Meek. He's not Meek Mill, my nigga.
Drake did
He's not Meek Mill.
Exactly. Drake did the smart thing. He knew if he didn't respond and he didn't put a full diss track out, this and that it would just blow over because of who Joe is. That it wouldn't. It wouldn't linger for so long, and, you know, eventually, obviously with his album out, people are going to forget it. Very short attention spans out here. So people are going to forget that. I don't think people in the industry are going to forget it, but Drake's fans, you know, the common person are going to completely forget about it. They're going to go buy views. They're going to make it go triple platinum, blah, blah, blah. And that just is what it is. You know,
they're
going
to go to his tours. They're
going
to sell out the fucking summer 16 tours. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And I feel like with the whole – I'm not even going to really speak on this one too much, but the whole Hot 97 thing, I thought that was even better for Drake because it got the whole Joe Budden conversation kind of out of the way. Then he can kind of focus on Diss and Flex again and this whole thing. You know what I mean? He can go with Flex. He could do this. He could do that. And it kind of took a little bit of the shine off of the Drake-Joe Budden, you know, conversation. And I feel like the whole Ebro and M thing – that is like, I feel like that's so blown out of proportion. Obviously, Ebro said he was joking. I feel that Drake was going to bring M out regardless in Detroit.
You think so?
I think that's just what Drake, I feel like he was, no question. I feel
so
like
you
Drake
think
was going to bring
they
M
were,
out.
They were already
no
in talks, they already had conversations already?
Yes, I feel like it was going to happen. I don't know if they were in talks or conversations at that point, but I feel like it was going to happen no matter what leading up to his Detroit show. No question, I feel like it was going to happen. Yeah. I mean, I feel like they're close. I feel like they're, you know, I don't think they're buddy-buddy or best friends. I mean, M was on that Forever joint, you know, and that was early in Drake's career, you know.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was a big thing, and, you know, they've done stuff like that. So I think he was going to bring
it up. If you're Joe Budden, though, hold on. If you're Joe Budden, though, and you see that, do you feel any kind of way, though?
Not at all. Because I think Joe
like
knows
that,
too.
That nigga was signing my checks at one time. Like, I understand, like, you don't catch feelings and you don't punch a wall and shit. But, you know, like, this man was signing my checks at one particular time. I did do four joints against this cat, and my former boss is on stage with this cat. Maybe it's, I mean, maybe, like, Joe don't care because he professes his love for Drake so much. That shit makes me throw sometimes, too. I love Drake. I like Joe. We know you like Drake. All that love. That shit drives me crazy sometimes, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the Hot 97 thing, my thing
feel
is
like,
this, Joe Budden.
No, go ahead. I was going to say, I don't think Joe feels a certain way about this. I feel like he was like, what is everybody hitting me up for when they took the picture over there? You know? And everybody's like, ooh, you see M and Drake, you know, are you going to diss them or whatever? It's like, come on, man. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I didn't like how Joe handled the High 97 thing. I think, well, I don't want to say how he handled it, and I'm going to harp on it too much. Mm-hmm. I just felt like once Ebro opened up the door to ask him what's going on with the podcast with him, Rory, and Marissa, shit was going to go left, mm-hmm. Kimbo. It was going to go left. Yeah, it's on radio, but everybody got their own personal relationships. The tension was sticking in the air. So once you have tension and that, shit going to get explosive, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying?
I think you're right. Yeah, I think Joe just handled it in Joe fashion. I think it was just how...
Timbo, let me tell you real quick. You know? The problem I have with Drake is this. I just don't like when he sings. Not all the time. I don't have a problem when he harmonizes. It's cool. But every fucking song on Views, Jesus Christ. Then, no disrespect to Nardwuar. I fucked with Nardwuar. Or you go to Nardwuar and you go to, what's the other guy, Adam, what's his name? Zach Lowe, right? With him and 40, when Drake and 40 had Zalo, right?
Yeah.
You do interviews with those cats. That's cool, but they're not going to ask you no real question, Drake. Guarantee you come to Peter and say, me and Kimbo's going to grill you. Like, this is going to be that way, Drake. I'm not going to ask you crazy questions, bro. But, and the thing with Drake, too, he's a very, that mulatto motherfucker is a smart motherfucker. Think about it, Kimbo. He dissed Meek. He got beef with Meek Mill. What did he do? I'm going to throw AR Av in a bar. Knowing Meek and AR Av have tension, it's going to be smart to throw him in the bar. No, AR Av, I'm not going to let you jump on a record, nigga. No, you're still going to be in the project in Philly, but I'm going to throw you a shout out because half my fans don't know who the fuck you are. So charge that to the game.
Yeah.
He's just a smart motherfucker. High 97 shit. Him and Ebro got a relationship because Apple, whatever, OVO shit. But what does he do? He goes, sends bottles with Charlamagne. He takes a picture with Charlamagne because he don't like fucking Master Flex. So you know what? I'm still not going to the Breakfast Club show. Not doing 97 because I don't fuck with fucking Master Flex. But I'm playing chess.
Yeah.
He's a smart motherfucker, man.
He is. He is. And the thing is, people know that too, you know. And I feel like even in the industry, people know that. Joe knows that. You know, he did what he was supposed to do. He didn't want to go back and forth with Joe on diss tracks, so he didn't say shit. He put the four bars in there. And then, I mean, look at that record, too. It's fucking blowing up. So he put the four bars in there. Joe responded literally, like, right after. I remember Joe doing the countdown after, and then he dropped Afraid right after that. So he did what he was supposed to do. He put four bars in it, and that was it. That was it. He went as far as he wanted to go with it. He didn't want to back and forth with Joey, man. Very few do. I don't want it with Joe.
Yeah.
I want to hear what else Joe has, though. I know he says he has a knockout. You know, he has a knockout punch.
I think Joe Budden got a diss track on deck for another Drake diss track. I think he got one for Meek in the Chamber. I think he got one for Meek in the Chamber for a long time. He ain't let that go yet. So, you know what it is?
Yeah.
It is what it is, man. I shit on views, but Drake is a smart motherfucker. He's the most popular fucking. I mean, when you got niggas going to Joe Budden house, that was crazy, Timbo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Motherfuckers, what?
I didn't like how he followed the dude either after that. I didn't fuck with that. You know, he followed the dude on Instagram that ran up on Joe. I don't fuck. That's corny as hell. I didn't fuck with that at all. But
that's just
the type of dude that he is, man. Who knows? But it's over now. I feel like we're not going to hear about it ever again, unfortunately. But let's enjoy what we have.
Yeah.
Being a murderer.
Yeah.
We got Afraid. We got Just Because.
Wake.
Wake. Yeah. You know, we got joints already. So, shout out to
joints
Joe.
That I like, but motherfuckers don't care no more, man. That's the thing, man.
It's
you know what I'm saying? When you're as big as Drake. When you're as big as Drake and he doesn't respond, it's just like, only 10 of us care.
That's true. And I think Joe knows that. You know, Joe knows that. But it is what it is. That's the whole saga right there. Joe Budden, Drake, a little bit of Eminem, some Hot 97, Breakfast Club. It's fucking put it in a pot right there. You got the drama for a month.
Yes, sir.
Shouts out to all these guys. World Domination 6, King of the Dot, PSA, motherfucking radio.
Radio! Holla!
Back again. Well, we're back. Let's go. Segments dropping. We'll probably end up, I'm probably just going to chop this up. Let's end up fucking blasting this
Let's
shit out
go.
And drop it.
Let's go to
and see what the is see what the fuck happens real quick, man. Shout out
Word.
My bro, my co-host. Never stop talking. Always been a 100
always
guy right here.
Always.
People
love.
Don't understand it. We're gonna flip the media game a little bit back on its head, you know.
Shake it up a little bit.
See what
you
happens. I think it needs to be shaken up, man. You know, especially battle rap right now. I think it needs to happen. PSA Radio, we're here. Segments dropping. Got a couple right now. Like I said, shout out my bro, man. Dre, Three Letter Man, take us out, G.
Back home, PSA podcast. You know what it is. Me and my boy Timbo, the segment boys, man. Going to shake shit up again, man. You know what it is, man. Love.
Let's go. We out.